Thanks for joining us as we continue to look at the names of God in Scripture. Today we want to look at Exodus 31, verses 12 and 13. The God who sanctifies. Exodus 31, 12 and 13. And the Lord said to Moses, "You are to speak to the people of Israel and say, above all, you shall keep my Sabbaths, for this is a sign between me and you throughout all your generations, that you may know that I, the Lord, sanctify you." The Lord who sanctifies. This is a name that God gives himself. He is the one who sanctifies us. The word sanctify means to make holy. So it's something only God can do. We are sinners by natures, right? Our inclination is to walk away from God, and worse than that, our desire is to be our own God. It is our sin that separates us from the Lord and places on us the penalty of death. Not just physical death, but spiritual death and eternal separation from God. There's nothing we can do on our own to become clean. We can't make ourselves holy. So God sent Jesus to do for us what we could not do for ourselves. God is the one who chooses us, cleanses us, sets us apart for his own. God is the one who fills us with his Spirit and allows us to grow and mature in our relationship with him. He alone is the Lord who sanctifies you. So, have you trusted in that Lord, the one who can sanctify you? Have you come to the point in your life where you realize you cannot cleanse your own heart and make yourself holy no matter what you do, no matter how hard you try? Do you understand that your best works are never good enough to earn a position with God? God sent his Son to take on himself the penalty of your sins, the penalty for your sins. Jesus went to the cross so that you could be cleansed and forgiven forever. He died so you could live. Today, you can trust in Jesus and through him enter into a personal relationship with the Lord who sanctifies. Now, if that's your desire, to have a personal relationship with Jesus, then I invite you to pray this following prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I desire to be cleansed. I desire to be forgiven. I desire to be set apart as your child. I acknowledge that I am separated from you. My sin separates from you and me from you, and my best efforts on my best day cannot earn a relationship with you. So right now, I trust in Jesus as the one who paid the penalty for my sins on the cross. Through Jesus, I desire to know you as the Lord who sanctifies me. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.